My name is Mike Pickett, and I'm a CEO of a company called Onvia, which is an information company focused on providing information around government procurement. Well, recovery.org is our attempt to showcase what actually can be done in making information transparent to the public. And so we essentially are gathering stimulus spending opportunities. We've got almost 10,000 at this point representing almost $40 billion of spending in our database, and we're making available to citizens, government people, businesses free of charge. The reason I think the private sector can do this better than government is that there is new technology that allows us to track tens of thousands of websites and take this data and make it useful. There is no real government agency that owns that responsibility. It's a very fragmented market. I think the federal government is trying to track this through its databases, and we've actually coined a phrase called the transparency barrier. There is no parent-child relationship between federal government agencies and state and local agencies. So, you know, the federal government can expect or hope or wish that these agencies will tell them where this money's gone, but there is no requirement. There's no law. And so you're talking about tens of thousands of different databases from very small government agencies like a school district in some small town, to some very large agencies. And the expectation that the federal government can actually make them comply with some reporting requirements is optimistic. And the timeliness has got to be questionable because, our information, as soon as it's posted on a website, is available. And that's long before it's actually provided back up to the federal government, if at all. There was an estimate by the federal government that they'd be able to start tracking this money and make it publicly available in October. Well, by October, we estimate that over $100 billion of the infrastructure spend will already have been made. It will already have been contracted. So, you know, our website actually allows citizens to track this money. You can go in and you can put in your state, your county, your city. You can look at all the projects, get information about where they are, you know, the title, description. You can actually go out and view them. So I think that we're in essence fortunate enough, because we've been doing this for 10 years, to be able to get that information out early so that people can track it. And hopefully it'll have a positive impact on the amount of waste, fraud, and abuse that we typically experience. We'd hope to see that go down. It's been fascinating. I must say that from the taxpayer side, we're getting a lot of editorial comments from citizens who wonder why we should be spending this money, or, you know, how can we even see this money? How come I can't see this on recovery.gov? And, you know, there's a lot of skepticism in the citizenry about transparency, and so we're even seeing a lot of government people come to our site looking to see, you know, what are other people getting? You know, there's no visibility to anybody about where this money's going. I agree with the idea that the more you shine a light on something, the more likely it's going to be on the up and up. Most of what happens that we later find out about, nobody knew about. And so the more that you can find out about early on, the better. I also think that we find, anyway, that several agencies who like our service like it because it exposes their requests for bids and proposals to a broader range of businesses, and therefore it enables them to get better bids, cheaper bids in a more competitive environment. And that's good for government. I mean, anytime you're spending less money to get those services, is more competitive, that's good for government. I think it makes them more efficient.